Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts on the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. This week we're here with Joe Barletta. Joe, what do you do at Intel?
I am the operations manager within a group called Assembly Test Technology Development.
Intel just made an announcement about removing halogen from the microprocessor. Can you tell me what that really means?
Sure. Let's first start by telling you what a halogen is. You know, halogens are just a family of elements that are found in the periodic table. Fluorine, chlorine, bromine, iodine are some of the most common of the halogens. Halogenated materials are just basically compounds based on these elements. They're used in our products today primarily because they've been used in the industry for several decades as a flame retardant in printed circuit boards and in the packaging components that Intel houses its microprocessors and chipsets in, as well as printed circuit boards that our products reside on in our customers' products.
You know, I was thinking halogen, and I was thinking, well, I know that they are lamps, but I don't know much more about it. From my chem classes in school, I remember that some of the chemicals that you mentioned can be somewhat toxic.
These materials, they serve a very good basis for retarding fires, but yes, they can provide difficulties when you have to recycle these materials because they typically incinerate these materials. And if they're not incinerated properly, they can emit a toxic gas that, if inhaled in significant doses, can harm someone. It's those two reasons, the difficulty in incineration and the side effects if those are mismanaged, that we want to eliminate. And by the way, there's no legislative or regulatory requirement that's forcing us to do this. This is something that Intel has chosen to do because it is something that contributes to our environmental footprint, and we'd like to eliminate those things as much as possible by finding suitable replacements. Doing so created some technical challenges as well, but you know, we think it's the right thing to do.
So how long have we been researching elimination of halogen from our products?
We've been working on this as well as the elimination and reduction of lead from our products since 99, 2000. And we've been starting that progression, and we've made a series of announcements on the area of lead reduction, you know, starting as early as 03. And earlier this year, we announced that our 45-nanometer packages will be 100% lead-free. In parallel with that, we've been working on halogen removal, and we started with the elimination of halogen from some of our simpler packaging technologies as early as 2004. And then earlier this year, we eliminated halogen from our flash packaging technology. And we started with those particular package technologies because they're a little simpler. It was easier for us to implement halogen-free technology in those packages because they're less complex. And, you know, most recently, we've been able to work with our suppliers to eliminate it from our CPU and chipset packaging with our 45-nanometer CPUs and 65-nanometer chipsets. So it's been a number of years that we've been working on this.
So you mentioned the lead-free, and we had another Chip Chat recording earlier this summer on the lead-free initiative at Intel. Will halogen-free also emerge with the 45-nanometer Penryn family?
The initial Penryn products that are launching will not be halogen-free, but we intend to start the launch on the 45-nanometer product family, starting with the Menlo platform, which is basically Silverthorn 45-nanometer product. We expect to start with that and then over the course of 2008 begin converting other platforms as they launch to halogen-free packaging. So by the end of 2008, we expect that all of our 45-nanometer CPU products will be available in halogen-free. So Penryn in this particular case is going to launch with halogenated packaging and then we'll be converting over the course of 2008. Platforms that are going to be launching with other 45-nanometer cores, we're intending to try and intercept them with halogen-free at the start.
So, Joe, you mentioned that it was a multi-year process trying to figure out how to get halogen out of our products. What were the challenges that you faced, and how are you actually replacing halogen?
That's a great question. This was a large collaborative effort with multiple rounds of data collection with our supply chain, our substrate suppliers. Why it was a challenge is because these halogen-free materials behave differently, mechanically, electrically, thermally, and that affects the way that our products could perform from a performance perspective or from a reliability perspective. For example, changes in the material's coefficient of thermal expansion affects the way the materials expand and contract. The changes in the dielectric constant of the materials could change the way our circuits function. And also, the way that the halogen-free material suppresses fire is different. Halogenated materials perform this function by reacting with the radical hydrogen and oxygen in the materials and thus suppress the fire by eliminating the fuel source. Halogen-free materials work by releasing water vapor that then cools the material and quenches the fire and prevents burning. All of these things, the material properties as well as how the halogen-free materials function, were critical. And we had to work with our supply base to ensure that these changes were either understood, eliminated, or managed through design so that we could ensure our products met all of the reliability and performance goals while still meeting UL requirements for fire retardants.
Interesting. So you're talking a lot about Intel's secret sauce and really some of the inventions at the core of our microprocessor manufacturing process. I'm curious about the impact that this makes up and down the value chain in terms of our suppliers and the broader industry, our customers. What are we doing with the industry to help with this transition? Are there different groups that we're involved in around halogen-free?
Yeah. First, let me state that, yeah, this has been a huge supply chain initiative. I mean, Intel has worked with our suppliers, our substrate suppliers, to understand and characterize these materials. And that has been a big joint effort looking at test vehicles and different reliability testing. Additionally, we work with INEMI, which is the International Electronics Manufacturers Initiative, in playing an active role in understanding the evaluation of these materials. And currently, there's a major initiative going on to evaluate halogen-free materials across a broad set of suppliers to ensure that the printed circuit board technology is well understood. We also work with other standards committees like IPC and JEDEC as the primary industry standard bodies for electronic components to ensure that the industry has standards for understanding what is halogen so that there's some standard definitions for what we're calling halogen-free versus not halogen-free. And then lastly, we work with the EPA to understand these chemical compounds that are used as flame retardants and understand what might be the new set of flame retardants in the future. So we're part of their steering committee to understand the evaluation of these compounds at the most basic nature.
All right. So Joe, it sounds like you've got a pretty big job at Intel. You know, you're pushing forward on making our products more energy efficient. And can I ask you a final question? Why would customers care about this change to halogen-free? Why would they care about lead-free? What is the impact in terms of the product that they're buying?
First and foremost, there's obviously the whole environmental footprint piece of this. And I think anything that Intel can do to sort of lead the industry in ensuring that the material sets are evaluated and understood, our customers care that Intel is taking a leadership role in making sure that these materials do work properly and that they'll meet their performance goals electrically, thermally, and from a reliability perspective. So I think Intel's involvement helps them understand that these materials are, in effect, not only green, but also perform their intended function well. I think that additionally, we're working with all of our customers and will be working with them over the next year to share with them our data to show that these materials actually do what we intend them to do and help them with the conversion to halogen-free technology as well as lead-free technology on our 45-nanometer platforms. So I think they should care because it'll help them start making their products environmentally friendly as well.
We've been with Joe Barletta. Joe works in packaging technologies at Intel, and he and his team have been working on how to remove halogen from the microprocessor. Thanks for being with us today, Joe.
Thank you.
Next week, join us again at Chip Chat for another interesting topic.